This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And welcome back. Gwen and Chris kicking off the 4 o'clock hour, our last half hour today ahead of Monday Night Football. It'll be the Baltimore Ravens and the Tampa Bay Bucks this evening here on 97.3 The Fan. Gwen and Chris right now with Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Mr. Scraby. Going to get to Chris versus the fans here. Just a moment. Your chance to play a little trivia. There is a phone line open for those who say, I've tried to call and I can never get through. And you know what? I don't believe the people that say they try to call and get through, never get through, because the other people who call every day get through every time.
It's so, because they're early birds on the people.
Yeah, my buddy who I was dogging here with the 49ers segment said he was calling too, but I told him we had already moved on, so his call came in late.
Got it.
I didn't see it.
It's all good.
I can check the phone records.
Scraby, did you put this picture of the Illinois helmet?
Oh, yes. It was originally going to be a Big Five.
It's a very cool helmet in my mind. Tony, did you see it at all? Illinois football team.
Look on your dock at the bottom.
It is. They painted their helmets.
Wait,
this weekend.
It's not on my dock.
Yeah, I'm just looking it up online. Call up Illinois football helmet, Tony. They painted their helmets this weekend.
Oh, I did see that.
Against Michigan.
They
look like they were old leather helmets.
Yeah.
But they put it on a real helmet. It really, I think, looks great. What do you think, Tony?
I think it looked good, too.
Do you know that they hand-painted each one of those?
They would have had to. Based on how real they looked at the time. I mean, I was looking at them on the TV screen. So before I was figured out what was going on, I'm like, yo, these dudes are really playing in leather helmets, going full tilt like this. And then sound came on, you started hearing the helmets actually crack. I was like, oh, okay, they painted those. Those are pretty sweet, though.
They are.
Took 2 hours to paint each one.
Yeah.
And there's 125 guys on the team?
Is that true?
Yes, college football.
Oh, my gosh.
So a ton of guys on those teams.
125 guys?
Easily.
Man,
on a Division
I
football
that's
team?
That's what the new limits coming in are about. Football won't have as many spots.
That's a lot of people on a team.
Yeah.
What does the NFL have, like 56 players or something?
53 on the active roster. All right, Chris versus the fans coming up here. Chance to win a pair of tickets to see Social Distortion at the Observatory North Park. They're playing on December 22nd. You're playing now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Gotta turn your mic on first.
Now, I was trying to talk to a contestant. And I'm going to put his name in the computer. Now, there we go. The rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. Chris versus the fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. And if you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free today.
Boom. The more I look at these helmets, the more I really like them.
Does
like,
it ever
not
make
even
you,
kinda like him?
Does it ever make you think, because I've thought this many times, but
oh, where's this going?
Why did they think that a little piece of leather was going to protect your head?
That's a great question, actually.
They didn't even bother with a face mask till the 60s.
I know. Dude. It doesn't matter.
Can
it doesn't
you imagine
make any
the
sense
concussions
me.
They were having?
Oh, gosh. Well, they were slower, though, right?
Is that, I mean, I guess so.
Is that crazier, or is it crazier that NHL goalies didn't wear masks until the late
60s? That's crazy.
Yes.
That's crazier. That puck is coming. First of all, that puck is... Might as well be a hardball.
Who says? Hey, I know I don't have a helmet on, but I'll be goalie.
I'll stick my head in there.
No one. You gotta be a psycho.
Be goalie, yeah.
You gotta be a psycho.
Oh my gosh.
Things are a little different.
My mouth is hurting just thinking
in
about
the day.
A puck coming. Oh.
That's why hockey players don't have teeth.
That's terrible.
Men All right, so let's get to our first contestant. Did we already said the prize, social distortion?
We did.
Okay. Yeah, we need a name.
We get
Robert.
It all.
Robert, welcome to the show. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
All right.
Here
Hi,
we go. Robert.
First question.
Hello.
Hello.
Who leads the Padres franchise in home runs?
Nate Colbert.
Nate Colbert.
Nate Colbert.
That's a tough break.
No
so I'm
longer.
I'm just going to go ahead and get rid of you, Robert.
If you knew Nate Colbert, you're a good Padre fan,
yeah.
But it's Manny beat it
yes,
late in the season. Yes, so Manny
did.
Machado is the answer.
All time
Sorry
for
about
Mr.
That.
Machado. We move
Robert.
To our next contestant.
Hayden.
Hayden, welcome to the show.
What's up, boys?
Hey,
Thank
Hayden.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
of
you
course,
for being
thanks
on
for calling.
With us. Here we go. First question. Everybody's favorite quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, played football at what college?
Oh, geez. I don't have this one off the dome. trying to picture him in a college uniform. It had to be a big school. Oh, geez. I don't know, man. Let's go Berkeley.
I don't know how in the world you got that, but you
Berkeley.
Did. You did.
It is.
I saw him in a navy blue uniform in my head.
There
that
you
was
go.
What happened.
There
nice
you go.
Work.
He's a California guy, too. So
we'll go to question.
Hayden, your head is weird.
Number two.
Not the first time I've been told that, Chris. Appreciate you.
What athlete is the only to play in a Super Bowl and a World Series?
I mean, that narrows it down to two guys, right? It's either Bo or Dion. Let's go Dion.
Prime time.
Oh, no, that's not it.
No, you just yeah, got no, it.
You got
just
it. Got that's it. Right. That is correct. Deion Sanders played a football game in Miami with the Falcons. Helicopter. No, he didn't helicopter. He private jetted himself back to Atlanta to play in a World Series game in which they won, and then... He proceeded to douse
Tim. Definitely got in the Super Bowl.
Then proceeded to douse.
Wow, I actually thought I got that wrong.
Yeah, no, you got it right. You got
you
it
want
right.
to know something, by the way. We haven't talked at all about Deion. We talked about it all year last year. This year we're not talking about it.
Why? Because he's
5-2.
He's doing really well.
That's why you're not talking about it.
I don't know. It's just he's just playing football
just playing
and winning
football.
Games.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Just playing
oh,
football,
it.
Winning
just wait
games.
Wait until the
scraping.
Actual
another
conference
hater.
Play happens.
It actually
there.
Is happening already there, buddy. Here we go. Question number three. All right, hang with me here because this is like an essay I'm about to read to you. Higashioka homered 17 times in 24 after Gary Sanchez went deep 19 times in 23. You with me?
I am.
All right. Which Padres backstop racked up four consecutive 15 homer seasons in franchise history?
Wow, four consecutive.
For a catcher.
Padre catcher.
This has got to be like 2000s, right?
I don't know.
I can't help Jeez. You there.
I don't know. There.
Nah, just thinking out loud here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm drawing a blank.
All right.
Let's go.
Give me a name.
How about Mike Piazza? I don't know.
That's a name.
That's a good one. That's a good
thought. Stay there, Hayden.
Didn't hate that. 15 homers for four consecutive seasons, was it?
Yes, it was.
I don't know. Was it Benito?
Benito Santiago.
Oh, it
wow.
was.
Wow.
Hey.
Stay right there. Gene Tennis.
Gene Tennis.
Yes.
You know where I got
15-plus homers in each season from 77 to 80.
How about that?
I got that from
Take that.
AJ Cassavell's newsletter last week.
Ah.
He has great trivia questions. I'm always clicking for the trivia.
Hey, you got to get them where you can.
Yes.
Well, and there it is. Gene Tennis on the all-time top 10 Padre list. I bring it up all the time. Tony Gwynn, Tony Gwynn, Tony Gwynn, Tony Gwynn, Tony Gwynn. Gene Tennis on base percentage. All-time leader ahead of your dad.
Nice job, Hayden. Hey,
good job, Hayden.
Take a step back. Sit there for a second until we finish this segment. Scraby will catch you on the other side, get your information. That was a good little...
good work.
Chris versus the fan there.
That was a good round.
Good questions,
Hayden,
too.
Yeah, good questions there. I got something that we didn't talk about, but I don't know we could do it in the next... Is there something we have for the final segment?
No, it was just me trying to prove that there was holding on that play against Nick Bosa, so I think we've already talked about that.
He wants to go back to the 49ers.
But you don't want to sound like sour grapes.
No, originally, before the show, I put this in there, but we have, if you have better stuff to talk about, please.
I do. Because sour grapes is what the coach of the Minnesota Lynx is sounding like to me. There were some missed calls at the end of the game last night, and a couple of them benefited the Liberty, and the Liberty won the championship.
Oh,
and the Minnesota head coach says not only was the officiating bad, but says flat out that the championship was stolen from us. And you know me, Tony, I'm pretty sure you're going to agree with me. I mean, this kind of stuff is getting so old and so tired, and to me, Cheryl Reeve is the coach's name. She's won four titles in the past. Did not win the fifth with Minnesota. New York got there first. But I think she should, even if she thought the refereeing was horrible, she should have taken a moment to think the WNBA right now is at the height of its powers. It's getting the eyeballs it's always dreamed of. It's getting the ratings. It's getting the interest. It's getting people talking about it in the media. People are buying tickets. Those games are sold out. They're all great games. And the WNBA is just bigger than her. And the officiating was tough, and it cost them a little at the end. So be it, because the big winner was the WNBA, not the Liberty even. That's my thing. I can't stand trying to get all the discussion on the refereeing after that.
I agree that you don't want the discussion on referees, but you would have had to have the same exact energy towards the Liberty head coach who did the exact same thing
after game four.
After game four.
And Cheryl Reeve did the same thing after they lost game three.
Exactly. So here's the other thing. I think we as, in this case, the media, have to stop like paying attention to it. Like at the end of the day, Liberty won that championship. And bad calls happen all the time in every game.
I bring it up a lot to you guys, but it's 350 calls a game. You're
right.
Talking about one
talking
at the end of the
one.
Game.
Right. And listen, as long as there's a human element to officiating, this is going to always be a possibility. I get it. I also don't fault her in some ways because, listen, you play that long of a season and it comes down to, a couple calls.
Now,
I can see you being frustrated. I'm sure 24 hours later, she probably thinks that she would have handled that differently. But I just think we got to stop paying attention to some of this stuff.
I have the audio and we could play it next segment.
I don't think we need to because I'd rather talk about something better in the next segment.
All right, I'm glad I pulled that.
Than her. Well, okay. I appreciate you pulling the audio, but I'm going with what Tony just said. If we didn't talk about it every time somebody blabbed about this and make it a headline, maybe they'd stop it. Cheryl, I don't know if you think you're new or something. Pat Riley did this in the 70s. Phil Jackson did it in the 90s.
100%.
Every coach has done this for every game they've lost in the history of the sport. You know, stop it. There were a couple of calls that did not go your way. And she's taking it away from the Liberty. Those were really good games that I enjoyed watching. And I think it's too bad for the league that have to, you know, now have to answer for their officiating rather than be able to celebrate the game. And Cheryl, you should have been bigger than that.
Yeah.
You've been around this sport too long.
It would have been nice. Again, and listen, this is Another, this is on the women's side, but again, when you get competitive people and you put a mic in front of their face 20, 30 minutes after, these type of things can happen. It's not ideal. We certainly would like for her to have just handled it with grace and been like, you know what?
Some tough calls did not go our way, but this is our game is great now.
But when you feel something deep down, it's hard to sometimes mask, you know, to be the take the higher road in some cases. So
all the headline. Well, you got the quote, Scraby. Did you throw it away now?
No.
Did you bleep this out?
See, that's what I was going to have to do in the break.
Yeah, all the headlines will be bring it on, Reeve Clyde's foul. But this bleep was stolen from us.
Yeah,
bring
that's
it
the
on.
Quote.
Dan, that's pretty harsh. Yeah, I don't even think Phil Jackson went that to that length.
Yeah. All right.
Too bad.
Is it
I
me?
It's me.
Yeah.
I wanted to, unless you got something better, the Aztecs basketball team did something really cool
over the weekend. Yes, they did.
So I think we should mention that along with whatever we have left over after traffic when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8157. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8157. That's 800-575-8157. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Extend the life of your engine with a full synthetic oil change and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly full synthetic motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $29.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. Offer in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Balance of Nature Supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, I'm Phil Sims. I played pro football for 15 years. People always ask me, what am I doing now? And I tell them about Balance of Nature, that I'm taking that. I try to eat right. I would say Balance of Nature is a big part of having a happy life because I know I'm doing something that's really good for me. It's going to help me in many aspects of my life. I do it.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off with your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code
Phil.
Clock. We are on our way out about four minutes ago. Chris.
Yes.
Handoff.
I got you. Aztecs basketball. Season's still a couple of weeks away from starting. November 4th is the opener.
They hooping, though.
But they're hooping. And yesterday, they played UCLA, 22nd ranked team
in
the nation.
You listening to this, Dave Marcus? You listening, buddy? We don't want you. Stay on that side.
As a closed door scrimmage, it was played yesterday afternoon, actually. And these games used to be really secretive. They're getting less and less secretive to to the point now where Mark Ziegler put it on the front page of the paper today. So I,
right, not that much of a
find
secret
it too much of a secret anymore. But the Aztecs won the game over UCLA 72-67. Even more impressive, I think, for the Aztecs, their starting backcourt, Reese Waters and Nick Boyd, both missed the game, as did USD transfer Wayne McKinney. Brian Dutcher had only 8 healthy bodies. 6 of them were freshmen or sophomores. They still beat the 22nd ranked team in the nation. The guy that stood out was a guard, BJ Davis, who got the opportunity to score 28 points for the Aztecs.
Fill it up, BJ.
6 of 7 behind the arc. Last year, he only scored 14 points all season as a freshman. Put up twice that much. Our guy, Magoon Gwath,
I saw him
was second in scoring with 10 points.
I saw
for the
a picture of him hanging on the rim.
That's
on
where
IG.
He spends time, hanging on the rim. Miles Bird had 9. Brian Dutcher, of course, is quoted in the story, and I thought he said some good things. He always does. Obviously, we need to get better, et cetera. It's only a scrimmage. And he pointed out something that, you know, makes sense. UCLA played everybody in the scrimmage, like 17 players, and they pressed the entire game. The Aztecs turned it over way too many times.
Of course. Sounds like a coach.
Still won that. Well, they did 24 turnovers, so that's too many. But his point about UCLA playing 15 guys, that makes it tough on a coach
for sure
to get any rhythm with your team. So it wasn't going to be the fully real UCLA, but it wasn't the fully real Aztecs either.
Yeah.
I think the Aztecs won. So
I think in those games, you know, it's so Dutch. Even though they won the game, we're going to still point out the things we need to improve on. That's typical. But I think in an ideal world, right, I think everybody's like, yeah, we'd love to have like a 10-man rotation. But the problem with that is it's tough to, as a team, to gain rhythm with
yes,
that many guys changing in and coming out, coming in and coming out. So either way, it's good. That's a good good first step there for the Aztecs.
I guess eventually they just can stop making these secret scrimmages because, like I said, they can close the door to the public, but
they do close the door.
They
too.
Do. Yeah, nobody can go see the game, but it is not secret anymore.
No.
Ziegler had it right on the front of the paper today.
That seems like one of those like college things that they do, like that they don't have to do from the beginning, but they just want to kind of put like this.
There's so many stupid rules.
Mystique over this particular game. Like, yeah, no one knows.
It's the most important scrimmage of all time.
Down to USC and playing them.
Shh.
And then we report on it the following day, and it's like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That game, it did happen.
I would imagine the Aztecs will have another scrimmage somewhere else down the road, but we're not privy to that information yet.
It's secret. Top secret.
Top secret.
So, winding down, Monday Night Football follows. Which game do we have again?
We have the Ravens and the Buccaneers.
Ravens, Buccaneers, Lamar, King Henry, Baker.
Mike Evans.
Should be a good one. Tomorrow has some Aztec love on here, as we will throughout the week. We'll have Coach Lewis on Friday late in the show. So
tomorrow, though, I'm looking forward to our guest.
Yes.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. You can give it to him.
Marquez Cooper.
Running back.
The running back who's been the star for the Aztec football team.
I'm ready.
All right.
By the way, have you seen this Boise State guy? I mean, I know we talked about him last week. He is
legit.
Unreal.
I have yet to see anybody actually catch him.
Like I know.
He gets in the open field and it's a wrap.
We're going to see him soon enough. The Aztecs play them in a couple of weeks.
All right. Till tomorrow. Back at it again for a 4-hour show. Enjoy Monday Night Football. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.